"Listen, Sancho," said Don Quixote, "if the reason you're advising me to marry is so I can be king after I kill Pando Filando, and therefore reward you as I've promised, there's no need to worry. I can give you what you wish without marrying the princess. All I have to do is insist that if I slay the giant, I receive part of the kingdom, and that I'm free to bestow it on anyone I wish. And whom else would I give it to but you?" "In that case," Sancho said, "choose a piece along the coast, so that if I'm not entirely happy there, I can take the first ship home. Meanwhile, don't go see the lady Dulcinea. First find the giant and get it over with, for God knows it will bring us great honor and profit." "You're right," said Don Quixote, and vowed not to visit Dulcinea until he had restored the princess to her throne. Finally, with no further adventures or untoward events, they resumed their journey and arrived at the inn that was the dread and terror of Sancho Panza. This time, like it or not, he would have to go inside.